Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for EU. Hey everyone, I'm thrilled to dive into this one with you today. We're breaking down the ins and outs of EU, a company that's been on the radar of many long-term investors like us. Whether you're looking to build wealth or just stay ahead of the game, this analysis is for you. Let's unpack what makes EU tick, from its recent moves to its financial health, and figure out if it's got the legs for your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be super familiar with EU, let me give you the quick rundown. Based on the company profile, EU operates in a dynamic industry, carving out its space within its broader sector. They've got a solid footprint with a sizable market cap and a workforce that speaks to their scale. Without getting bogged down in the basics, let's just say they're a player worth watching, and today we're digging into what's driving them forward or holding them back. Now, before we jump into the SWOT framework, let's talk about what's been making waves around EU lately. Scanning through the recent news, there are some intriguing developments. We've seen headlines pointing to strategic moves or events that could shake things up for the stock, whether it's a new product push, a shift in leadership, or something else grabbing attention. These stories are key to understanding where EU might be headed. On the performance front, the numbers show a mixed bag over the past week, month, and even year. There are some standout trends here, both positive and concerning, that we'll weave into our analysis. Stick with me as we connect these dots. All right, let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so let's roll. Strengths. Solid financial foundation. Looking at the income statements, EU has shown consistent revenue streams over recent years, with gross profit margins that suggest they're managing costs effectively. Their net income has held up nicely, which is a green flag for us long-term folks looking for stability. Healthy cash flow. The cash flow statements reveal a strong operating cash flow, and their free cash flow numbers are impressive. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest or weather any storms, key for sustainable growth. Market positioning. Within their industry, EU's performance metrics over the past few years outpace some of the sector averages. They're not just keeping up, they're carving out a competitive edge, which bodes well for future gains. Dividend appeal. With a decent dividend yield, as per the latest metrics, EU is offering something tangible for income-focused investors. It's not just about growth, there's a nice little return while you wait. I've got to say, these strengths get me excited. A company that's got cash in the bank and a steady payout is often a safe harbor in choppy markets. But let's not get too cozy, there are some cracks to consider. Weaknesses. Debt levels raising eyebrows. Peeking at the balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. This isn't a deal-breaker, but it's something to watch. Too much leverage can bite if interest rates climb or if revenue takes a hit. Valuation concerns. The current price-to-earnings ratio is a bit lofty compared to industry averages. Even looking at forward PE estimates, there's a chance the stock might be overvalued unless growth accelerates. For us long-term investors, overpaying now could mean muted returns later. Short-term performance lags. While the long-term picture has bright spots, the shorter-term performance metrics, like over the past month or quarter, show some underperformance against the sector. It's not panic time, but it hints at potential volatility. Margin pressures. Despite solid gross margins, the net profit margin isn't as robust as I'd like. This could point to operational inefficiencies or rising costs eating into the bottom line, something to monitor. Honestly, these weaknesses aren't catastrophic, but they're a reality check. If EU can't tackle that debt or justify its valuation with explosive growth, we might see some bumps ahead. Speaking of growth, let's pivot to what could be on the horizon. Opportunities. Industry tailwinds. The sector EU operates in is showing positive momentum, with performance metrics across the industry trending up over multiple timeframes. If EU can ride this wave, there's room for significant upside. Innovation and expansion. Recent news snippets and earnings call summaries hint at potential new initiatives or market expansions. If they execute well, this could be a game changer, especially in driving revenue growth beyond current levels. Geographic diversification. Looking at the revenue breakdown by region, there's potential to tap into underpenetrated markets. Scaling up in high-growth areas could diversify their income streams and reduce risk. Analyst optimism. Forward PE ratios, while high, still suggest analysts expect earnings to grow. If EU meets or beats these expectations, we could see a nice re-rating of the stock, perfect for patient investors like us. I'm liking these opportunities. If EU plays its cards right, especially with innovation or cracking open new markets, we could be looking at a serious contender. But, as always, there are external factors that could throw a wrench in the works. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Given the sector's performance can be tied to broader economic cycles, any slowdown could hit EU hard. If consumer spending or business investment dries up, those revenue numbers we admire might take a dive. Competitive pressure. The industry is crowded, and EU isn't the only one vying for market share. If competitors outpace them on innovation or pricing, we could see erosion in their positioning. Regulatory risks. Some of the news highlights potential regulatory scrutiny or changes in their key markets. This isn't something to ignore. New rules could increase costs or limit growth. Market volatility. With a beta that suggests EU moves with the market, any broader downturn could drag the stock down, even if their fundamentals hold up. It's a reminder to keep a diversified portfolio. These threats are real, folks. While EU has a lot going for it, the external environment could pose challenges that even the best management teams struggle to navigate. We've got to stay sharp and keep an eye on these risks. Now let's tie this all together with some broader insights. One thing that stood out to me from the earnings call transcripts is the tone from leadership. They seem confident about tackling near-term headwinds while focusing on long-term value creation. Music to my ears as a long-term investor. Pair that with their free cash flow strength, and I'm inclined to think they've got the resources to pivot if needed. However, that debt level and valuation keep nagging at me. If you're considering a position, timing could be everything. Maybe wait for a pullback if the short-term performance continues to wobble. So, what's the final take on EU? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with a strong foundation and exciting potential, but it's not without its hurdles. The strengths in cash flow and market positioning are compelling, and the opportunities for growth are there if they can capitalize on industry trends. Yet, the debt and valuation concerns, coupled with external threats, mean this isn't a slam dunk. For those of you building wealth over decades, EU could be a worthy addition if you're comfortable with some near-term uncertainty and keep an eye on those risks. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on EU in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on this one. Until next time, keep investing smart.